Ramayan Aranyakanda Part 5, Sharpanakha. As winter gradually set in, the morning sunshine became pleasing to the sense of touch. One morning, just after Ram and Lakshman had returned from bathing in the river and were conversing about their religious duties, a Rakshasi happened on the scene. Upon seeing Ram, her heart immediately became saturated with love. With his glowing greenish complexion and lotus petal eyes, Ram appeared to be the god of love himself in human form. The Rakshasi, however, had an extremely ugly face, a large protruding belly, withered breasts, deformed eyes, and copper-colored hair, whereas Ram's body was youthful and well-proportioned, muscular, and bearing all the signs of royalty, while the Rakshasi's body was quite hideous and on the brink of middle age. Although she could change her form at will, she became so passionate upon seeing Ram that she forgot to change her revolting appearance. She thus approached Ram. "Oh, my dear handsome one, please tell me who you are, and why have you come to this forest dressed like a hermit? Indeed, you are dressed in the garb of an ascetic, and you are wearing matted locks of hair, and yet you are wielding a bow and keeping a woman. So why have you come to this infested region of Rakshasas? Please tell me who you are, and I will fulfill all your desires." In reply, Ram briefly explained the incidents leading to his exile. He then asked the Rakshasi who she was. The love-stricken demoness replied, "Hear from me the real truth, O lotus-eyed one. My name is Sharpanakha, the sister of Ravana, Kumbhakarna, the Bhishan, Kara, and Dushana. I live in this forest and strike fear into the hearts of all creatures. Although my brothers are powerful, I surpass them all. And I must frankly say, I have become overwhelmed with love for you. My mind is made up to have you for my husband. So give up your ugly, deformed wife, for she is not worthy of a great hero like yourself. I am very powerful and can travel at will. Thus, I am a most suitable partner for you. First, though, I will devour this flat-bellied Sita and your brother Lakshman. Then we will be free to revel together throughout the hills and valleys of this beautiful Dandaka forest." And as the Rakshasi looked upon Ram with love-filled eyes, he laughed heartily at her proposal. Ram then jokingly said, "Oh, I am already a married man, and certainly a young and beautiful girl like you could not tolerate living with a co-wife. However, my brother Lakshman, who is an ever greater hero than myself, is still without a wife, and therefore I suggest that you marry him." Sharpanakha took Ram's words seriously and left his side to face Lakshman. Saturated with lusty desires, she said, "My dear handsome hero, you are indeed even more powerful and attractive than your brother. Therefore, I consider you to be even more suitable for me. Come, make me your wife, and we shall roam together throughout this forest enjoying conjugal bliss." "Oh, soft-skinned and lovely-limbed lady, You should know that I am simply the servant of my elder brother. And thus, if you were to marry me, it would mean that you would be no better than his maidservant. So I think you would be much better off by becoming Ram's second wife, for in time he will surely discard the aging and misshapen Sita and accept you alone. You have such a lovely face, always adorned with sweet smiles. Your ample breast, slender waist, and wide hips will make a man forget all other women. Who could resist you? Marry Ram, and he will cast aside his ugly wife Sita. Sharpanaka was too simple-minded to understand that Ram and Lakshman were joking with her. Thus, she again turned to Ram. You are overly attached to this ugly Sita. Thus I will eat her up at once and forcibly take you as my husband. And upon saying this, Sharpanaka rushed towards Sita. However, Ram checked her, telling Lakshman, we should not joke with this Rakshasi in a way that endangers Sita. Now, Lakshman, disfigure her in such a way that we will teach her a lesson. Upon Ram's order, Lakshman drew his sword, swiftly slicing off Sharpanaka's nose and ears as Ram looked on. Sharpanaka screamed out in agony. Bleeding profusely, she fled into the forest. Quickly she went to Janaspand, where her brother Kara lived, along with many other Rakshasas. Frightened and smeared with blood, Sharpanaka threw herself at her brother's feet, weeping bitterly. Then, as Kara looked on, Sharpanaka incoherently tried to explain what had happened. Seeing his sister's disfigurement, Kara's heart became filled with horror and rage. Breathing like a trampled snake, Kara said, oh, my sister, please get up. Calm down, calm down. Compose yourself so that you can clearly tell me what has happened to you. Who has dared to injure you? Does that person not realize that he has drunk poison by doing this? There is not a demigod, demon, Gandharva, or Rishi who can harm you and escape with his life. Point out the culprit, and I shall drink his blood with my sharp arrows. Sobbing bitterly, Sharpanaka replied, there are two brothers named Ram and Lakshmana who are staying nearby in the Dandaka forest. I do not know whether they are demigods or demons. However, since they have mutilated my face, I will only become satisfied after drinking their blood. Kara then called for 14 of the most powerful Rakshasas and sent them out with Sharpanaka to kill Ram, Lakshman, and Sita. And as the Rakshasas approached, Ram was sitting in the cottage with Sita, while Lakshman guarded the doorway. Upon seeing the hideous man-eaters, Ram ordered Lakshman, stay here with Sita while I fight these Rakshasas. Then Ram called out, we have come to this forest at the request of the Rishis, who seek our protection from your atrocities. We are living a life of austerity, eating only fruits and roots. So why have you come here to disturb us? Turn back now, if you at all value your lives. Surprised at being challenged so courageously, the Rakshasa stared at Ram with blood-red eyes. Our master Kara is very angry with you and has ordered us to kill you. So how can you hope to fight with so many of us? Within a moment, we shall crush you with our weapons, and you will be dead. The Rakshasas then rushed at Ram with uplifted weapons. However, with 14 arrows, Ram cut their weapons to pieces, and with 14 more, he pierced their hearts. Thus, like trees whose trunks had been severed, the Rakshasas fell to the ground dead, bathed in their own blood. Shaking with fear, Shurpanakha fled back to her brother's abode, informing him of the slaughter. "You tried to comfort me by sending these Rakshasas to kill Ram and Lakshman, but they have killed all the Rakshasas with ease. So now you must go yourself to kill this Ram and Lakshman. And if you do not gain revenge for what they have done to me, then I will surely give up my life out of shame." And upon saying this, Shurpanakha fell to the ground, overwhelmed with grief, and began beating her belly, bursting into tears. Hearing his sister's harsh words, Kara became enraged and then uttered a vow, "Give up your sorrow, my sister, for I promise to kill Ram and Lakshman this very day, so that you may drink their blood." Hearing this, Shurpanakha became somewhat pacified. Kara then ordered his brother Dushana to bring his chariot and weapons and assemble their army of 14,000 Rakshasas. Then Kara mounted his chariot and departed for the Dandaka forest along with his army. As the Rakshasas proceeded, dark clouds showered rain mixed with blood upon them, causing Kara's horses to fall down on the road. A vulture came and perched upon Kara's flag standard, while a dark red aura dimmed the light of the sun. Then, as jackals howled frightfully, darkness set in, and the Rahu planet covered the sun planet, although it was not an eclipse. And all the while, Kara's left arm trembled violently, and his voice became hoarse and faint. Still, despite witnessing all these harborings of evil, Kara laughed, "O Rakshasas, because of my great prowess, I do not care for any of these so-called inauspicious omens." Meanwhile, all the great demigods and rishis assembled in the sky to witness the impending battle. As the Rakshasas approached, Ram described to Lakshman the auspicious signs he had perceived. "My arrows are feeling joyful. My bow is stirring with delight, and my right arm is throbbing. Oh, my dear brother, take Sita at once to a mountain cave and watch over her carefully while I massacre these Rakshasas." After Lakshman and Sita had departed, Ram put on his suit of blazing golden armor. Then, when the Rakshasas advanced towards him, while roaring ferociously, Ram summoned his all-devouring anger and assumed a dreadful form. As the Rakshasa army surrounded Ram, Kara released 1,000 arrows, while other Rakshasas showered innumerable weapons, such as clubs, spears, swords, and axes. However, Ram easily cut those weapons to pieces with his arrows. Even though deeply cut and bleeding, Ram appeared not to feel any pain. Ram then released thousands of arrows at the Rakshasas, cutting off their bows, flags, shields, armor, and bodily limbs. Indeed, many of the Rakshasas fell down dead, along with their elephants and horses, their chariots smashed to pieces. At that time, the Rakshasas became further enraged and countered by showering their weapons upon Ram in even greater profusion. Ram, however, again cut their weapons to pieces with his arrows, killing many Rakshasas, piercing their hearts. Ram severed many of their grotesque heads from their gigantic trunks. Upon seeing this, the remaining Rakshasas fled in fear to the shelter of Kara. In great anger, Dushana suddenly rushed at Ram. Many Rakshasas followed him, encouraged by Dushana's valor. But in response, Ram took up the best of his Gandharva weapons. Thus, from his bow came many thousands of arrows, which soon covered the sun, thus engulfing the battle scene in darkness. And from those arrows, thousands of Rakshasas were cut to pieces, and their dismembered corpses collected in tall heaps. Dushana then rallied his army, urging the remaining 5,000 Rakshasas to attack Ram. In the fight that ensued, Dushana fought heroically, and when Ram saw that the brother of Kara successfully counteracted his arrows, Ram became extremely angry. Taking up a blazing arrow, Ram cut Dushana's bow into half. Then, with four more arrows, Ram killed the Rakshasa's horses. And with another arrow, Ram severed the head of Dushana's chariot driver. And with three more arrows, he pierced the Rakshasa's chest. Although in great pain, Dushana jumped down from his disabled chariot and took up a spiked club. He rushed headlong towards Ram, intent on killing him. However, with just two arrows, Ram quickly severed Dushana's arms, and then firing one more arrow, he killed that terrible Rakshasa, Dushana. Seeing Dushana fall, the remainder of his army rushed towards Ram seeking revenge. But working at the speed of the mind, Ram released 5,000 arrows in a steady stream, like so many blazing meteors. Thus, the 5,000 Rakshasa soldiers soon lay slaughtered upon the ground. Seeing this great massacre, Kara ordered his few remaining soldiers to attack. Ram, however, made short work of them. Thus, the Dandaka forest became a sea of reddish mud from all the blood of the 14,000 slain Rakshasas, with only Kara and Trishira remaining alive. As Kara prepared to attack Ram, his general Trishira begged him for permission to fight first. Kara agreed, and thus the three-headed Rakshasa came towards Ram, showering him with arrows. When some of the arrows pierced Ram's forehead, he became enraged and quickly retaliated by killing Trishira's horses and driver and knocking down his flag. Then, as Trishira attempted to jump down from his disabled chariot, Ram pierced his heart with a fiery arrow and then cut his three heads off with three more. Kara rallied the few remaining Rakshasas that had survived and fearfully attacked Ram. During this fierce duel that ensued, the streams of arrows so completely covered the sky that the sun itself became invisible. Then, bringing his chariot close, Kara dexterously cut Ram's bow into two. Next, Kara released 1,000 arrows that shattered Ram's armor, which fell to the ground in pieces. Although his arms were deeply cut, Ram calmly strung the bow of Lord Vishnu. Then he cut down Kara's emblem, but the Rakshasa retaliated with 4 arrows that bathed Ram in his own blood. Becoming even more enraged, Ram quickly released 6 arrows, piercing Kara's head, arms, and chest. Then, with 13 more arrows, Ram killed Kara's 4 horses, severed the chariot driver's head, cut off his opponent's bow, and smashed his chariot. The last arrow, which appeared as dazzling as lightning, pierced Kara's chest, making him fall back senseless. However, Kara quickly recovered and jumped down from his ruined chariot. Then he stood before Ram with club in hand. But Ram chastised him, "You cruel and sinful Rakshasa! Since you have dedicated your life to giving pain to others, you are thus thoroughly condemned. So to punish you, I shall now strike off your head this very hour." But this merely enraged Kara even further. He screamed at Ram, "You vile wretch! Those who are actually heroes do not brag about their prowess." Kara then hurled his gigantic mace at Ram. The blazing club burned to ashes all the trees and bushes that stood in its path. However, Ram's arrows easily broke the club to pieces as it soared through the air. Then the two combatants again exchanged harsh words, and Kara, looking for a weapon with which to attack Ram, uprooted a huge tree. Whirling it around and around, Kara released the tree at Ram, shouting, "You are killed!" Ram, however, easily cut the tree to pieces. Then, desiring to end the battle, Ram released 1,000 arrows. With blood flowing from nearly every pore of his body, Kara made a final rush towards Ram. And as he did, Ram selected a blazing arrow, which entered Kara's chest and burst into flames. Finally, the Rakshasa fell to the ground dead. The demigods thus became overjoyed, witnessing Ram's victory from their airplanes in the sky. As they beat on drums and showered flowers, the demigods glorified Ram for his most astonishing feat of killing all the Rakshasas single-handedly in such a short time. Then, great rishis headed by Agastya Muni appeared before Ram. When Indra previously visited Saravanga, it was just to arrange for your killing these Rakshasas, and that is why the rishi advised you to dwell in this region. And thereafter, Sita and Lakshman came out from the cave where they were sheltered, and upon seeing Ram safe and sound, Sita ran to embrace him out of great joy.